If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We continue live at the Log House Restaurant here in Bark Hampstead. Just come by 110 New Hartford Road. It's been a really nice morning already. Just a great family atmosphere here. As we start up with our Darting Across Connecticut, hopefully do it like every other week moving forward. This is a restaurant that's been around for several decades. Paul DeLeo, who runs the show now, it was a family affair, right? You said your dad opened this place?
Yes, he started back in 73.
Why? He just like, there's no greasy spoons here in Bark Hampstead? Let's do it?
Yeah, he had other restaurants before that. He had a small diner originally in this area, and then decided to expand and build a bigger place, and we've been there ever since.
So did you, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but like you grew up like coming here and helping out?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was a little, well, when it was built, I was like 3 years old. So it's been many decades, but.
Did you know growing up, like this is what you were going to do, or like talk about the backstory?
I was just raised and growing up here and, you know, getting a little stool and trying to reach the grill and, but, yeah, and then here on the weekends, you know, helping out, and then I kind of just evolved into that, yeah.
So talk about, I mean, you have, like, family already in here this morning. You run it with your brother. Just talk about the family element to this and why it's important for you to keep this business going, because you probably could have done anything in the world you wanted, but you're here.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a family affair. We've had many family members over the years work here and then move on to other things. It's nice to be able to work with your family and, you know, grew up my parents working side by side, and a lot of people don't get to spend that time with their parents growing up. And
although doing business with family could be tough sometimes,
it does have its challenges. Yes, definitely.
How but is
we,
it? How,
we all get along pretty well, though.
How is business?
It's been decent, yeah. It's changed the last few years, you know. It's not quite what it was, but the summer's been pretty good so far. So,
okay. Well, what's changed? Was it the pandemic and people didn't come back, or just tell me a
little
bit about
it? Yeah, I think
a
lot of that. We had a lot of trouble, you know, getting help after the pandemic, and, you know, people wanted to come back to work, and it was kind of a struggle. We used to be open for dinner, and then we kind of stopped that during the pandemic. We stopped serving dinner, so we just decided to focus on breakfast and lunch.
So you close, what time do you close?
3 p.m.
But you have a bar.
Yeah, we still serve alcohol and, you know, beer, wine, all that. But we just, it's mainly on the weekends. That's more of a thing. But
you know, we're talking with Paul DeLeo from the Log House Restaurant here on Bryan and Company. You have the egg price issue, and have costs come down? I mean, I don't know what the deal is with your input costs right now.
Yeah, the eggs have definitely come way down. They were through the roof for several months, but thankfully that's come back down to stabilized. Still elevated, but it's manageable now.
But what about the rest? Do you have a tariff impact?
We haven't felt that yet, but, you know, some things, beef and things like that have gone up, and coffee as well, too. I've noticed that.
Huh.
But I'm not sure how much the tariffs have had any effect on that.
So when it comes to this, like, you know it so well that any little fluctuation, you see it reflected in your bottom line? I mean, is
oh,
it that
sure.
sensitive?
Yeah, you notice it. But, I mean, we try to keep prices, you know, where they are. We don't really like to raise them unless we really absolutely have to, but we've been able to kind of manage it.
It's super reasonable, by the way. I mean, I again, the secret is the lunch, the double meat Reuben is only a dollar than the regular Reuben. That's the deal. But what should I get for breakfast? Like, what is your, what do people like?
Well, it depends how hungry you are, but the 222 is always popular. You get a lot of food there.
It's only 14 bucks, pancakes and eggs.
And the steak and eggs as well. That's a real popular one, too.
It's a good piece of steak?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, in terms of the muffins, you guys bake your own?
Yes, we bake our own muffins, make all our own turkey, pot roast, meatloaf, sauce, all the soups, all that's all in-house.
What's your favorite thing, you personally? I mean, you've been eating this stuff for years. Mm. Like, what's your go-to, breakfast or lunch?
We have a pot roast sandwich that's really good. Let's see. I got so many favorites. The club sandwich is always excellent, too. Especially our turkey that we cook here.
So you make the turkey in-house.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just one last thing with Paul DeLeo from the Loghouse Restaurant. First of all, thanks for having us. It's always fun for us. It's a beautiful area. And I'm just curious, like, what do you love about living here?
It's just a real quiet, beautiful area. I've been living here for 30 years now, just down the road. And it's great, great school system and just fishing and kayaking. There's a lot of activities you can do.
Do you do those things? Is that
The kayaking and I take my kids tubing sometimes down the river. It's a great family event there you can do.
That's awesome. Yeah. We appreciate it. We love coming here, and now people come down here to the Loghouse Restaurant. There's a picture of your dad up on the wall, who served in the Army in the back in the 50s. And do you think it'll continue here through the next generation?
I'm hoping so. Yeah, it'd be great. My nephew, he's third generation. He works here, and I think he'll probably eventually take over completely, and then hopefully he'll continue long after I'm gone.
I'm curious, like, you got regulars?
Oh, yeah. Many regulars, yeah.
And yep. And do you get tourists? Because, like, the dam is a big attraction. Like, Barkham said, people who love the outdoors tend to come up here a lot.
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of fishermen, and we get the ski sundown right down the road, so we get skiers come in, and, yeah, quite a few tourists, I would say, yeah. Especially this time of year, a lot of bikers and stuff that
come zipping through,
yeah. They do their charity rides, and they always seem to stop here, especially on, like, Sundays.
Yeah, the roads are great for that stuff. Cell service is another issue.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be challenging, especially over in Riverton. But we really appreciate you letting us be in. I would get the 2x2x2, but that's a lot of food for me to finish a show. But I do like – maybe I'll do it instead of, like – just do with a single pancake, you know, like no,
oh, sure.
Do it.
Yeah.
I think that would be my move. But thank you so much. And again, if you want to come down here, we're here till 9. They're open to what you said,
till 3 p.m.
Till 3 p.m.
Yes, every day.
And lunch is great, and you can get breakfast all day, but lunch
breakfast
after a certain
day,
time.
Sure.
Yeah, awesome. So listen, it is the Loghouse Restaurant. It's been around for decades, right here on New Hartford Road in Barkhamsted.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.